Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 19th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a quarter cent, 552 and a quarter. September wheat up 5 1/4 cents, 597 and three quarters. And November beans down 19 cents at 1372 and three quarters. Bean oil was down 214. Crude oil was down $5.39 a barrel. At 66.42. Dow Jones is currently down 832 points. It's about 100 off its lows. The grains opened up strongly last night, as we talked about. It looked like the Dow Jones broke corn and beans over the night. I mean, we were still higher when we opened this morning, but quickly traded lower within the first half hour, 45 minutes. Beans were under the most pressure with the crude oil forcing bean oil lower. But I think all this is really due to the Dow Jones. I think we would have been higher had not have been for the Dow. The concern there is the COVID numbers, and they keep increasing. And it looks like the people who are vaccinated already have very little problem. It's the people that aren't vaccinated that could have a problem with this new variant. The exports inspections this morning were decent on the wheat, 490, good on the corn, 1.05, and the beans were 143, which was obviously lousy. So again, we have demand considerations for the beans that just aren't very good out here. The dollar is strong. That doesn't help the wheat. Dollar closed up 21 ticks, just shy of 93 cents at 92.90. That's never helpful for the grains out here. We'll get crop progress here in a little while. I would think we'd see improvements in the corn and beans. Spring wheat, probably steady, but certainly still bad numbers out there. But overall, if you believe the next 10 days is going to be dry and that's all it's going to be, then you got to be bearish out here, because a week of warm, dry weather will help these crops. But if we stay hot and dry through August, now we've got a problem. If we don't, if we have rains forecast in August, it's going to be hard to continue to maintain a rally out here. The other thing is, what are the funds going to do if the stock market, really collapses out here? We held the 100-day moving average and bounced a little bit off of that. We haven't closed yet, but if we do have a couple of consecutive closes under the 100-day moving average, I think you got to be concerned, and that could put more pressure on the grains and more pressure by the funds to liquidate long corn and bean positions. So, we've gone from an acreage battle now to a battle of COVID versus drier weather in the next 10 days or so. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.